the last Sunday of October has been determined by Pope Pius XI as the Feast of Christ the King. And Pope Pius XI established this feast in order to remind all of us that indeed, Jesus Christ is King. Our Lord is King in two ways. He is King because he's God and our Creator, but he's also King by conquest. As we look above the cross, above the altar, and we see on the cross our Lord hanging there, he is our Redeemer. He paid the price to open the gates of heaven, to give us the chance to become sons of God, and to regain that precious gift that Adam and Eve had lost, sanctifying grace. When we think of the kingship of Christ, it is not a kingdom of weapons and arms and soldiers. Our Lord wants to rule over our hearts and over our minds. And to the degree that we let Christ reign by his grace over our hearts and minds, is that degree that we are truly his faithful subjects. As our Lord had said before, no man can serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. Are we either going to serve Christ our King, or we're going to serve the world? Now God, when he created us, he gave us an intellect to know things. He gave us a free will to choose things. And how important it is, if we're going to have Christ reign over our hearts and minds, that we have to battle against our fallen human nature. All of us have this fallen human nature, this inclination to sin. That's a part of original sin that we inherited from Adam and Eve, that inclination to sin. And we need to do battle against that fallen human nature. And we also know, too, that Satan, he knows our fallen human nature, and as St. Peter says, he goes about like a roaring lion seeking to devour. Satan knows our weakness. He knows how to work on us, to lead us into sin away from God. And we also know that Satan uses the world around us to tempt us. That's why we read in the scripture that the battle is between the world, the flesh, our fallen human nature, and sin, and the devil. We need to fight that battle. We need to be loyal to Christ our King. And we have, like I say, because we have this fallen human nature, we need God's grace to enlighten our mind, to realize that, you know, the things of this world are only passing. We're only here in life for a little bit of time, and after we die, we go to an eternity. And what we're going to do with that eternity? We determine our eternity here and now. Whether we're going to be in heaven, reigning with Christ forever, Christ our King and Mary our Queen, or are we going to choose, because we lost the battle, we didn't cooperate with God's grace, we weren't faithful to Christ our King, we will have the eternal regret if we go to hell. We need God's grace to be faithful to Christ our King. Let us remember the great price that he paid on the cross. 3 hours of suffering, an intense crucifixion, because he loved us. Our Lord wants to reign over our hearts and our minds. He wants us to give us true peace of soul. He wants us to have happiness in this life, but most importantly, eternal happiness in the next. How beautifully the Church on this Feast of Christ the King has a special preface, something that we only recite once a year. I'd like to read this to you. It is truly meet and just, right, and for our salvation, that we should at all times and all places give thanks to thee, Holy Father, Almighty God, Almighty Father, Eternal God, who with the oil of gladness this anoint thy only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As priest forever and king of all, that by offering himself on the altar of the cross as stainless victim to appease thee, he might accomplish the mysteries of man's redemption, and that subjecting all creatures to his sway, he might present to thine infinite majesty a universal and eternal kingdom, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace. And therefore, with the angels and archangels and thrones and dominations and all the hosts of heavenly army, we sing a hymn to thy glory forever, saying, we're going to recite this preface before the canon of the Mass. But the important thing for us to remember is this. Let Christ rule over our hearts and minds and souls, and we will have peace of heart, peace of mind, peace of conscience, that we are fulfilling our purpose in life. And we, to accomplish that, we need God's grace. And how do we get God's grace? The reception of the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist and confession, and also our daily prayers. We cannot let Christ reign in our hearts unless we have his help by his grace. And let us remember the wonderful example we have in the early church. The early Christians martyred for the faith. We were showing our students the beautiful movie called For the Greater Glory. This is a movie about the true story of the history of Mexico less than 100 years ago. In 1917, the government of Mexico was very anti-clerical, anti-church, and they passed laws against the Catholic faith, against the church. And in between 1926 to 1929, President Calles was going to enforce these laws. It was forbidden for there to be mass offered, the sacraments to be administered. It was forbidden for priests to dress in priestly vestments, forbidden by law. So the people protested. They actually boycotted in order to try to bring the Mexican government to rescind these laws. Calles became even more infuriated, and he says, now we will enforce them with brute force. I've been to Mexico, all over Mexico, for the confirmations and ordinations and things. I've seen some of the churches where the priests were dragged out of the church and shot right on the spot. This is a true story, a true history of Mexico less than 100 years ago. There was an uprising to fight against this anti-clerical movement in the government. It was called the Bristeros. And their battle cry was, Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. Many of the martyrs, that is what they shouted before they were executed. We have the beautiful example of Father Michael Pro. He was a Jesuit. And secretly, he would go around offering mass in private. He would go down into basements or into people's homes to hear confessions, administer the sacrament of extreme unction to those dying. He would preach retreats, offer mass, etc. And finally he got caught. The amazing thing about Father Pro is this. The government of Mexico wanted to strike fear. So when he was being shot to death at the firing squad, they had photographers there to take pictures. They asked him if he wanted any last requests. He said, I want to pray. And in the courtyard, he knelt down and prayed. They offered him a blindfold. He refused it. And he outstretched his arms in the form of a cross. And as they were saying, ready, aim, right about to fire, he said, Viva Cristo Rey. And he died for the faith. It's an amazing thing when we read the strength and courage and faith of these people. Not only priests and religious, but even lay people. There was in the cathedral, I believe, of Guadalajara, if I'm not mistaken, Guadalajara, there were two men who were secretly printing catechisms so the children could be instructed in the faith. They had their hands cut off in punishment for their doing that. But the beautiful thing is this, the fervor of those people to persevere in their faith in the face of even death and risk their lives so that the Mass and the sacraments could be administered and the faith be kept alive. There was an old couple when I was in Mexico who wanted to take me to it was just something I'd like to share with you. They wanted to take me to a tequila factory. I said, well, fine, I don't drink tequila, I don't like tequila, but if you want to take me there, a little tour, because we had confirmations and mass in the evening. Well, I don't understand Spanish too well, but down in the basement where they stored the aging tequila, the man was saying, here's a tunnel between this factory and the church. And so the priest could sneak through this tunnel and function and be able to secretly administer the sacraments. And I was like, that is amazing to see what they had to do in order to hide for their faith. Even a tequila factory, like that, that's unbelievable. And by the way, that type of was Jose Cuervo tequila, just so that you know. They were devout Catholics who helped to keep the faith alive in Mexico. But the beautiful, like I say, the beautiful battle cry for them was Viva Cristo Rey. I think I told you this about 2 years ago. Bishop Martin Davila was celebrating his 25th anniversary of his priest, of his consecration as bishop, 25 years as bishop. He invited me to go down to Mexico. They had a big celebration of Pontifical High Mass, and they had a reception. There must have been 500-600 people there. And they wanted me to come up, stand up and say something. So, you know, I gave a very short talk. It was being translated into Spanish. But I ended my talk with yelling, Viva Cristo Rey, 500-600 people. Viva! I mean, it was like a thunder, how they responded instantaneously. So let us do our best to let Christ reign in our hearts and minds. Let us truly be faithful to Christ, root out sin out of our lives. Let's battle our fallen human nature. And let truly Christ give us that peace and happiness that only He can give. After the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, immediately after, we're going to have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And as was Pope Pius XI mandated, we'll have the Litany of the Sacred Heart and the Act of Consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus in honor of Christ our King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.